This recording is brought to you by listenupnorth.com.
Oranges and Lemons, an audio drama by Rachel Cochran.
Oh, sorry I'm so late. You know what the MD is like at these meetings. Doesn't know when to stop. That smells good.
You better go up and say goodnight. Alexander's got something to tell you.
Oh, he hasn't got picked for the first 11, has he? That's my son.
Better post that cheque for the school fees, or he won't be playing at all.
Where's yours?
I've eaten already.
Ellie.
Honest, Martin, I have.
All right, I believe you.
I wish you'd stop worrying.
So, how was your workshop? Creative writing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Finding yourself through self-expression. Just what the counsellor ordered.
Do you think this writing might help you?
I suppose it's worth a try. I met someone there. I've asked Joe round. Thought we could give each other a bit of support and encouragement.
Joe? Do I take it there's a rival for my affection?
Nothing so exciting. Must be short for Joanne or something. She wasn't too sure about meeting up at first, but I managed to persuade her.
Does she know how to find us? She's probably got sat now.
She's coming on the train. I don't think she has a car. I said I'd meet her at the station in case she has any difficulty.
But it's only a 5-minute walk. Just give her direction.
No, she's got agoraphobia. She's just getting used to being out on her own.
Oh, Ellie, you're not some kind of social worker.
Don't be mean, Martin. I'm sure this writing might help her too.
I'm just concerned about you, that's all. You've got enough problems of your own.
I've told you. There's nothing to worry about.
But I just wish you'd open up to me sometimes. I only want you to be happy.
I know you do. Oh, come here.
I could fancy an early night.
I'd better get that. But it must be there somewhere. Look, Mum, can't it wait till tomorrow? Well, all right. I'll come round.
Do you want me to go?
No. Well, she'll only accuse me of neglecting her.
Leave those dishes. I'll tidy them.
I'm beginning to think it wasn't such a good idea, Mum, moving near us.
Well, it's probably easier than trying to keep an eye on her from miles away.
I blame my father. You know what he was like. Always had to take charge.
Be patient with her.
Now he's gone, she can't do anything for herself. Guess who's left to sort it out?
You know she's coming up to that first anniversary. It's bound to be difficult.
I know.
You really shouldn't have left Martin to do the washing up. It's not a man's job, and he has been at work all day.
Here it is. Home and contents policy, fully renewed.
Oh, you know what it's been like this past 12 months, dear. I never was much good at that sort of thing.
Don't you remember? Martin sorted it all out when you moved.
Oh, good old Martin. Always sorts everything out, just like your father.
Martin is nothing like my father.
Yes, well... See you tomorrow morning, then. Usual time for the weekly shop.
Sorry, Mum. It'll have to be the afternoon. I've got an appointment in the morning.
Oh, not that blessed counsellor again.
Yes, Mum, that blessed counsellor. I'm only going to please Martin. Stop him going on about me losing weight again.
Well, my generation never had this bereavement counselling. We just had to grit our teeth and get on with it.
Good night, Mum.
It's hard to accept that someone you miss has really gone.
It's not that I really miss him. It's just that, well, it's like he's still there, looking over my shoulder.
Denial. It's to be expected. What memories do you have of your father?
I'm afraid I can't remember anything of significance.
Oranges and lemons, see the bells of St. Clement.
Oh. What's wrong, Mummy? Why is your face bleeding?
Don't worry, Ellie. I'll soon be all right. Go and get Mummy a pack of peas from the freezer, darling, and don't tell anyone.
Joe. You got here all right, then?
Yeah. A bit shaky, but I'm all right.
Car's just here.
Ooh, nice car.
Oh, one of the perks of Martin's job, I suppose.
It's harder than it looks, this creative writing. I bet you've done loads.
No, not at all. It's sitting down and getting started. That's the hardest part. There's so many distractions.
I didn't realise there was so much to it. All these streams of consciousness and what the hell's a proactive's point of view?
Oh, a protagonist. Don't worry. I'm sure it's what's inside you that matters. You just have to find your own way of expressing it.
It was my therapist that recommended I try some writing. Thought it would externalise my subconscious, whatever that means.
Someone sort of recommended it to me too.
Crikey, have you seen the size of that house? There must be millionaires around here.
Yeah.
There's even a swimming pool in that garden.
That's my next door neighbour. I'm just up here on the right.
Bloody hell, what does your husband do?
International banking. Travels quite a bit.
He must be high up. One of those high flyers or something.
Yeah. He's a bit older than me, actually.
And you're not scared here on your own? I mean, what with these long drives and tall hedges? You know, no one can hear you scream.
You get used to it. I think looking after the kids brings out the protective instinct in you. Come in.
Are these your kids then?
Yes. Alexander and Charlotte. That was taken at our holiday villa last year.
They look lovely, full of confidence. Which school do they go to?
Oh, St Oswald's. It's a bit of a drive, but it's a nice school.
Oh, yes. The kids from there always look so smart and so well-behaved when you see them round town.
What would you like to drink?
What are you having?
Earl Grey.
What's that?
It's a kind of tea. Or I've just got ordinary, if you prefer.
I'll have ordinary, thank you.
How about you? Have you got any children?
Just one. Kayleigh, she's 11, in her first year at Greenfield.
Oh.
Not much of a start, I know, but you've got to try and make the best of it. And we didn't exactly have much choice.
No. It must be difficult. Would you like a slice of lemon with your tea?
Yeah, why not?
Could you pass me a knife? Just behind you there. In that wooden block.
Crikey. That's a scary set of blades.
It's a professional set of chef's knives. They self-sharpen as you pull them out the block. Martin brought them back from France.
Wow. You don't take milk. No wonder you're so thin.
So how did you get on with your writing?
I'm not sure, really. It was really hard. Bet yours is a lot better than mine.
Oh, I'm sure it isn't. And it doesn't matter anyway.
I thought I'd try a fantasy story. You know, a completely different world.
Great. Go on, then.
Lilea looked out to the western hills, shimmering in the triple moon's bright light. She could just make out the passage between the point of Carna and the lake of Ela, a place she knew she had to cross before the howling winds of Ranga set in. Tenderly, Lilea watched her daughter Dinka as she stirred under her wolfskin rug. She surveyed the wingbods, their nostrils flaring as they slept in clusters around the fire. These gentle half-creatures, on finding herself and Dinka exhausted in the forest of Galanta, had offered them refuge on their perilous flight, cared for them, brought them back to strength, and protected them. Well, what do you think? Was it all right? Ellie?
I think it was fantastic. I wish I had your imagination. I mean, how did you think all that up?
Dunno, really. Like you said, it's there inside and you just need to find a way of expressing it. So what have you written then?
Oh, just a poem. I'm not sure about it, really.
Don't be shy, I want to hear it.
Crack in the door. Crack in the door. Who dares put a nose through that crack in the door? We know that bogeymen lurk in that place we should not look, but still we are drawn to watch the shadows of their victims, clawing at the walls. Crack in the door, crack in the door. Who dares put a nose through that crack in the door?
Ellie? Ellie, are you all right?
See, I told you, it wasn't up to much.
No, I love the poem, on the dark side, but I thought it was great.
Well, at least we've broken our duck.
What?
Made the first attempts. That wasn't too bad, was it?
No, I don't suppose.
Why don't we start a creative writing group?
Oh, I'm not sure I want anyone else to see my stuff.
Just the two of us, then.
I don't think that's...
We could meet up regularly, round at each other's houses.
Oh, that might be difficult.
We could just meet here, then.
I'm really not sure.
Oh, go on, Jo.
It's just that...
Sorry. I didn't mean to be pushy. I understand if...
No, Ellie, it's not you. It's just that... Well, you see, I'm in hiding.
What?
From my husband, my ex-husband.
Oh.
A couple of years ago, he tried to murder me.
Bloody hell.
Took a hammer to me on the kitchen floor. Kayleigh saw everything.
My God.
I have to be careful who knows where I live, you see. I need to cover my tracks. I've had to change my name 3 times. If he finds me and Kayleigh, that's it. I'm dead.
But surely he's in jail.
Oh, yeah, he got 5 years for attempted murder, but he could be up for parole soon.
But that's insane!
And when he's out, he'll come looking for me. Might already be sending someone to find me for when he's released. I mean, he's not supposed to go anywhere near me, but no injunctions have ever stopped him before.
But surely the police...
The police have no powers. They're more interested in protecting his human rights than mine.
He shouldn't have any rights. He's an animal.
Look, Ellie, our lives, they're very different, and I think it best if we don't meet up again, for your sake.
She lives where?
I told you, Belfield Road.
Not the Belfield Road, on the Riverdale estate.
Yes, if it's that important.
But, Ellie, that's the most notorious estate in the county.
So? What difference should that make?
Oh, don't be so damn naive. These people aren't like us. They live by a different code.
How can you be such a snob, Martin? She has the same needs as any woman, to be loved and feel secure, and to have a good father for her child, and that estate is the only place she can find to hide.
What?
To hide. From her ex-husband. He tried to kill her.
Oh, this just gets better. Ellie, this isn't like that stray cat you found on the drive. Bring it in and give it a saucer of milk. I don't want you getting involved. The last thing I want is some thug beating a path to our door.
But I can't just abandon her, Martin. And why should I? Don't you see? That means he's won. Isolated her by fear. He's not just dictating the terms to her. He's dictating them to us as well.
Ellie, it's not our problem. You must make your excuses and stop this right now. Do you hear me?
And so, as the blood-red sun rose from the land of Arkan, Lilea looked once again to the western hills, and feeling the stir of a distant wind, knew it was time. To stay with the kindly windbods would only endanger them, for Black Maragon was surely on their trail by now, and would wreak his anger on anyone who dared to stand in his way. Dinka started to rub her eyes, and Lilea prepared herself to break the news. The quest must continue. The ultimate sanctuary must be found.
That's brilliant! I love the story. I really want to know what happens next. What do you think about the...
That tea all right for you?
Yes, absolutely fine. Thanks.
Sorry, it's just that they don't sell anything fancy around here.
Oh, please, don't get anything special. This is great. Just hits the spot. Your style of writing. It's not quite what I expected.
Why, didn't you think I was up to it?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that at all.
I haven't lived on Riverdale Estate all my life, you know. I might have gone off to university if I hadn't got pregnant.
Was that by your ex?
Yeah. Wish I'd never bloody set eyes on him. But how can you tell? I was 18. I'd just lost my dad.
and I saw him as some kind of father figure, I suppose. A real charmer at first. But when he found out I was pregnant, I got the wrong end of his boot.
Oh, Joe.
Some days I wasn't even allowed outside the house, in case another man spoke to me. He was that jealous. He used to lock me in. That's why he tried to murder me. Got it into his head I was having an affair.
God, that's awful. Couldn't you have just thrown him out or something?
Oh, I tried to leave him, but he found me every time. In the end, it just wasn't worth the beating. Thought it best to keep my head down and keep quiet, try not to provoke him. But that wasn't always easy. The least little thing would set him off. Especially Friday nights. I used to dread Friday nights.
But surely you could get some sort of protection. I thought these days the police were supposed to be hot on domestic violence.
Oh, the police will arrest them all right and keep them in overnight. But our wonderful law assumes a wife-beater should be bailed. So the next day, the magistrates put them back out on the streets.
But couldn't you have pressed some kind of charges against him?
It's your word against theirs. You're bruised from head to toe, and his defence makes out you were drunk and fell down the stairs. With no witnesses, how can you prove otherwise?
That's terrible.
One time when he battered the hell out of me, the only thing the police could charge him with was breaking a window.
So basically, you're just left, unprotected.
But it's not just me. I worry what it's done to Kayleigh. That night, the night he took a hammer to me, the last thing I remember before I passed out, her little face peeping down from the stairs, I'll never forget it.
Children's lives are so fragile.
You owe me 5 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's.
Ah! You stupid bitch!
Mummy, Mummy, are you all right?
Oh, Ellie, I thought you were playing outside.
Why was Daddy hitting you like that?
I did something silly, darling. Daddy just got a bit cross, that's all.
Oh, Mummy!
Shush now, darling. Don't worry. I want you to be a very big girl tomorrow, Ellie. I want you to walk to school on your own. Mummy has to stay inside for a few days. And you mustn't tell anyone about this, do you hear me?
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's.
So, Ellie, what do you remember about your childhood?
Sent to boarding school at 11, secretarial college at 18.
And your father? What do you remember about him? Perhaps you could find someone to help you uncover those memories.
Where have you been, Martin? Dinner's in 5 minutes. And where's Mum?
She's talking to the kids. Ellie, what's happened to the car?
Oh, it's nothing. It's only a broken window. We'll soon get it fixed. I'm sure we don't need to claim on the insurance.
So where did that happen?
Does it matter?
Well, surely it wasn't here on the drive. Ellie? Oh,
I went to see Joe.
What? You mean you took our 50 grand car on the Riverdale estate? They probably thought you were a drug dealer. Oh, Ellie, and after everything we've talked about...
You talked about, Martin. I didn't. I'd rather get rid of the car than not make friends with whom I please. We don't need a car that size anyway, burning a bloody big hole in the planet. And some people have better things to worry about than their image.
Ellie, be reasonable. It's taken you a long time to get this far. The last thing you need is some screwball pulling you back.
Joe is not a screwball.
Look, I'm just worried for you.
You mean you're worried that something might upset your cosy little world?
I don't know what's got into you these days.
That's how these bullies get away with it. People like you turning a blind eye, ignoring the screams on the other side of the wall.
Everything all right, dear?
Yes, Mum. Everything's absolutely fine, as always.
Charlotte's done very well in her flute exam. And Alexander was showing me his new rugby colours.
Yes. More wine, Barbara?
Oh, go on then, Martin. Your husband spoils me, Ellie.
Sorry? Oh, yeah. He spoils everything.
Don't be silly, dear. I don't know what's got into you two tonight.
The children are looking forward to Granny babysitting next Saturday.
Oh, good. It's lovely to have some time with them. We always have such fun sharing our little secrets.
What?
Oh, I can't share them with you, Ellie. That would be telling.
Mum, I really don't want you keeping secrets with Charlotte and Alexander.
Ellie!
No, Martin. It's not fair on the children.
Oh, it's only a bit of harmless fun, dear.
I don't care. They shouldn't be put under pressure to keep secrets. They're too young.
Oh, you're just being ridiculous, Ellie. This is your mother we're talking about.
And I'm their mother. Nothing should be kept from me. I think it's time I took Mum home.
But you've barely touched your food, dear.
She hardly eats anything, Barbara. I'm really worried.
Oh, goodness, Martin, what are we going to do with her?
Well, for one thing, you can stop talking about me as if I'm not here.
Is everything all right between you and Martin?
Yes, Mum. Just a difference of opinion, that's all. It'll soon blow over.
Well, you should be careful, dear. Every man has his breaking point. Although I know it's not like Martin did.
Mum, what was Dad really like?
What a strange question. I mean, you did live under the same roof as him. You know what he was like. Hard-working, conscientious. We were never short.
But what was he really like? I mean, what made Dad so... so angry?
Oh, you don't want to go worrying about that. Not now, dear.
But I do worry about it. I need to know.
Well, everyone used to say what a charming man he was.
You mean those who didn't really know him?
Look, Ellie, he was under a lot of stress, especially when the insurance office merged and he was promoted. That meant twice as much work for him.
I bet he never took it out on the people he worked with.
Don't you forget, he was a good husband and father. He did his best for us, and it was my duty to support him.
But what about...
Good night, Ellie.
You really should try to express how you feel about your father.
But I don't feel anything.
Are there any happy memories you could draw from?
Curlew, I hear your call over the marshes hazed with July sun. Lazily I prod my fishing net, but in vain. It will not be your unbroken cry that I remember, nor the salt-baked lips eased with lemonade. No, it will be just this, that whilst my father dozed in canvas chair, his uneasy slumber beside the Ford Corsair, my world was at peace.
You didn't get on with your old man, then?
Who does?
I love my dad. He was like a friend. Looked after me when Mum left. We didn't need anyone else.
You were very lucky.
Yeah, but my luck ran out when that bastard came along. Thought all men were like my dad. Came as a bit of a shock when he started knocking seven bells out of me.
Weren't you ever tempted to hit back? Give him a good going over. Even men like him have to sleep sometimes.
What? So I'd be the one to end up in jail and leave Cayley in his loving care? I mean, the abuse. It wasn't just physical. He played with my head. Totally screwed me up. Convinced everyone I was some sort of mental case, an unfit mother. I even believed it myself. If I'd have harmed him, no one would have believed it was self-defence. You don't know what it was like, Ellie.
When will you pay me, says the bells of old.
You stupid bitch! I needed those accounts ready for today.
I'm really sorry, Charles. It was only a small mistake. It must have been the sleeping tablets.
Well, you can write them all out again. You can't get anything right, you bloody useless woman.
And I'll never forgive him for what he's done to Cayley.
No, it's hard to see a kid suffer.
She's so quiet these days, like withdrawn. I worry she might do something silly, harm herself even.
I mean, last week she started bedwetting.
Oh, that's awful.
She's getting bullied at school because she hasn't got the latest designer stuff. I mean, that bloody estate. It's no place to bring a kid up. Drugs and gangs on every...
Lilea scooped up Dinka and placed a soft kiss on the sleeping brow of her daughter, still snug in wolfskin. Lilea shuddered, the freshness of the dawn keen against her own tender skin. There was no choice. It had to be onwards, a continual journey without notion of the ultimate resting place. As she looked at the tiny frame of Dinka now stirring in her arms, she knew that she had to find something, anything from within herself, and she pressed on knowing that as night followed day, the evil black Maragon would soon follow.
That's brilliant! How do you think it's going to end?
I'm not sure yet.
What about some kind of knight in shining armour does battle with Black Maragon?
No, I don't think so, Ellie. Black Maragon would kill anyone who stood in his way, and Lilea wouldn't want that.
Yes, but this knight would win, and Lilea could go on to live in peace and be protected.
Not after everything she's been through. All that betrayal, all that physical and mental torture. I mean, she could never trust another man.
But perhaps that could be part of her journey. Learning to love again. Not all men are like Black Maragon.
No, you don't understand. She could never trust another man. Bloody pervert. It was in his eyes. She always had to give in to him when he demanded it. You wouldn't believe the things he made her do.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Joe. I really am. Shall I turn the lamp off?
Not just yet. Come here, you.
Martin, no.
Oh, go on, Ellie.
Look, I just don't want to. Not tonight.
Oh, all right then.
I'm sorry, Martin. You don't mind?
No, of course not. Why don't we just cuddle, if that's all right?
Yes, of course.
Good night, then.
Night.
When I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch.
Oh, God, no, please, no, Charles. I beg you, please stop it. Stop it. Ellie, how long have you been there? What did you see?
Mummy, why did Daddy hurt you like that? Why are your stockings all torn? No, Mummy, no.
Don't worry, darling. It'll be all right.
Mummy, shall I ring the police or an ambulance?
Oh, no, darling. You mustn't tell anyone. No one at all. Ever. It must be our little secret. Promise me.
No.
No!
Ellie, wake up, Ellie!
Oh, Martin!
Are you all right? You must have had a bad dream.
Yes, that's what it was. It was a nightmare.
Come here. You're safe now. I won't let anything hurt you. Ever. I love you.
I love you too.
Ellie? Are you ready? I've brought your mum.
Up here. Just putting my shoes on.
You look lovely. New dress.
It's a bit on the baggy side, dear. You could do with putting some weight on.
Thanks, Mum.
Let me take your coat, Barbara. Ellie, what are all these carrier bags doing in the cupboard?
Oh, there are just some of Charlotte's old clothes. She's grown out of them.
There's that new charity shop just opened up on the high street. I'll drop them off for you if you like.
It's okay, Mum. I want to give them to a friend, for her daughter. She's just a bit younger than Charlotte.
Oh, Ellie, they're not for Joe, surely?
Yes. Why not?
Because it's unhealthy, the interest you take in that woman.
Oh, not the one that lives on the Riverdale estate. Martin's told me all about her.
Has he now?
Ellie, I think it's time we made a move.
No wonder society's breaking down. These single-parent families all over the place. and these handouts just encourage
it. We're booked for 8.
Some cases are deserving, Mother.
Those tables, they're like gold dust.
Now they just run away after one little argument. No staying power.
Ellie?
But he was beating her up. Nearly killed her, actually.
That's enough, Ellie.
She has nowhere to go and no one to protect her. She's the victim, yet everything is stacked against her.
When I think of your father's hard-earned taxes and Martin's paying for all these single mums on benefit...
She's worried that he'll find her one day and what he might do to her. She lives in constant fear. Have you any idea how that must feel, Mother?
Look, now let's not spoil the evening.
It's already spoilt, Martin. So you can just take Mum right back home.
But I was so looking forward to being with the children.
Well, I refuse to sit in some snooty restaurant pretending I'm having a good time.
Oh, Ellie, come on. Now you're being unreasonable. What's got into you? I just don't know you anymore.
I blame that woman on the Riverdale estate.
Yes, Barbara.
I wondered if these might fit Kaylee.
Oh.
Charlotte's grown out of them.
Thanks.
It's okay if you don't want them. I'll just take them to a charity shop. Do you want to read your work out first?
No.
Okay then, I'll start.
No, I don't want to read my work at all. I haven't done any.
Oh. Well, that's all right. Perhaps next time.
There won't be a next time. I've decided... I don't want to carry on with this creative writing.
Oh, why not?
I've got nothing else to say.
But you must have.
I just don't want to meet up anymore.
But I don't understand.
Ellie, just go back to your comfortable little world, will you? I don't need your kindness. It just gets in the way.
It's about the clothes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I just wanted to help.
Just look at us, Ellie. We've got nothing in common.
We've got more than you think.
I mean, look at this place and then look at everything you've got.
Oh, surely friendship is about more than possessions.
That's easy for you to say.
Oh, don't be like that, Joe.
What am I to you anyway? Some sort of charity case?
That's not fair. Look, you're bitter. I understand how you must feel.
You understand how I feel? Someone like you couldn't even begin to imagine.
Oh, come on.
You turn up here in your big car and throw me your kids' old clothes, and you think you understand how I feel.
Oh, so you've got the monopoly on suffering, have you? Well, some of us didn't just sit there and wallow in self-pity.
You've never suffered in your life.
Some of us tried to make the best of it.
What? By marrying a rich husband after Mummy and Daddy had sent you to boarding school.
We didn't all take up with a loser and become a pregnant schoolgirl.
You're nothing but a rich bitch with too much money. Well, you can go and look somewhere else for your deserving cause.
I bet you've been dying to throw that in my face ever since we met. And to think, I trusted you. You sat there when I read out my innermost thoughts, and all the time that's what you were thinking about me? When I think of Martin's hard-earned taxes keeping you in benefit.
You need to bring all that pain and anger to the surface. Then you can deal with it and move on.
I thought I'd moved on a long time ago.
It was good of you to run me down all this way, dear.
That's okay, Mum.
It doesn't seem a year since... Oh, here it is, look. Pop some water in the vase, will you, dear? I'll just pull these weeds up. Your father never allowed a weed in the garden. I'm sure he'd expect his grave to be the same.
I'm sure he would.
Ah, there we are, Charles. All shipshape. I do miss you. All those wonderful times we shared.
Really?
He would have appreciated seeing a bit more of you and the grandchildren, you know. We both would.
Well, perhaps. Perhaps I didn't want to see him.
Oh, don't say that, dear. Now, pass me the vase, will you?
I saw what he did to you, Mum. It's no good pretending.
I loved him.
But if you loved him, you wouldn't have let him get away with all those things.
It wasn't as easy as that, Ellie. I did what I thought was best.
What?
Best for you. Best for all of us.
Oh, please.
Now, just pass me the vase, dear, before these antirrhinums start to wilt.
So that's why you sent me away to boarding school. Especially after...
I did it to protect you.
Protect yourselves, you mean?
I was only ever thinking of you.
Our little secrets.
The bars, Ellie.
Must never be told. Not now that Daddy's been made secretary of the golf club. Not now that he's been promoted at work. What would the neighbours think? Poor anorexic bedwetting Ellie must keep the secret at all costs.
You're spilling the water.
That's really why you sent me away, to keep me quiet.
Just accept what happened, Ellie.
I'm just not going to live with it anymore.
Don't fight it, just let it rest.
You and him down there. I'm not going to let you screw up my life any longer. Do you hear me?
Ellie, I only did what I thought was right.
I mean, how could you ever think?
I did it because I loved you.
Boy, I hate what you did to me. Do you hear me? I hate it.
Give me the vase, dear.
I hate him and I hate you.
Ellie, please.
How could you ever call that love? I'll never forgive you.
Will you give me that bloody vase? Why did you do that? I could have made such a lovely arrangement for him. Now it's all broken. Everything's smashed.
Mom?
It wasn't so easy to run away then, Ellie.
Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
In those days, what could I have done? It wasn't like today.
Just rest, Mom. I'll get help.
I had a young child. No job prospects. I needed a roof over our heads.
I'm so sorry. I know, Mom. I'm sorry. So sorry. Joe! Joe!
Ellie scared the shit out of me. I thought it was him. Ellie, what the hell's wrong?
My mother, she's dead, and it's all my fault. When I think of all those years, Joe, all those years she lived just waiting for his fist, I tried to make her talk about it, but she wouldn't. And now I have to live with that as well, because I saw him. And she knows I saw him, even though I've tried to forget something she just can't. All these years I've had to go on pretending about my father. Pretending that it didn't happen, but it did. Because I saw him, Joe. I saw him. He raped my mother.
Oh, Ellie.
Thanks.
I'm really sorry. I never realised.
I've never been able to tell anyone before.
I mean, you don't expect things like that to happen in families like yours.
I just used to stare through a crack in the door. I should have done something. I let her down, Joe.
Don't blame yourself, Ellie. You were only a child.
She swore me to secrecy. I still feel trapped by it, even now.
Then tell everyone. Shout it out and break its power. Secrets are meant to be told.
I'm so glad you're here for me, Joe.
I'm not Joe. My real name's Catherine.
Catherine, I'm sorry I didn't mean what I said. You know, last time we met.
Me neither. I was just trying to drive you away. I was worried for you.
For me? Why?
That morning, I just found out. My ex, he's been released. So I reckon the fewer people around me, the better. Better for them.
Released? But he got 5 years.
They let him out last week after 2.5. He was a model prisoner, apparently.
That's scandalous.
And when he comes off licence, he'll be free to go where he pleases, if he doesn't already. That means free to come and find me and Kayleigh.
So, what are you going to do?
What I've always done, live by fear. At least it makes you ready.
But you can't live like that for the rest of your life.
I have no choice.
Surely there must be some protection somewhere.
Better to go it alone than rely on those who can only let you down.
And what sort of life will that be? Always looking over your shoulder?
Ellie, I'm weary. I just can't bang my head against the system anymore.
It's loaded against people like me.
Well, I'm not abandoning you.
You must, Ellie. I don't think you realise.
Listen, I've spent my life cowering in the shadow of a man's abuse, and I refuse to be intimidated anymore.
And you've got your child to think of. You're going to need all the help you can get.
I'm not going to let you down, Catherine.
Are you sure you'll be all right? I could take another day off.
No. Must get on with life now we've buried Mum.
What are you going to do today, then?
Pick up some creative writing. Jo's coming round later.
How's her agoraphobia? Is she any better?
Much better.
Don't you think you ought to go back to the counsellor? I could come with you this time.
No, Martin. I think it's up to me now. I need to confront this in my own way.
I'm glad you told me everything. I know it was hard for you, but I'm glad you did.
Don't know what I'd do without you.
See you this evening.
What the? All right, I'm coming.
Catherine? What on earth?
Ellie, let me in.
Whatever's the...
Wait, lock the door. And the bolts. He's found me, Ellie. When I got up at the station, he'd been on the train. There he was on the platform, grinning, taunting me, just like he used to. I'm sorry, Ellie. I had nowhere else to go.
Don't worry. You did the right thing.
Kath! Kath!
I'll phone the police.
What good will that do? It'll just end the same as before. Don't you see? I'm never going to be free.
I want you out here, now. I know you're in there.
I'm trapped, Ellie, trapped.
That's how he wants you to feel. You mustn't give in.
Kath! Kath!
This is it now. For the rest of my life, I can never escape. It's hopeless. I might as well let him kill me now.
There must be some way forward. He mustn't win. He mustn't.
Where's he gone? I don't like this.
He's breaking down the back door.
What are we going to do?
We're going to stay calm. Just let me think.
I know you're in there.
What the hell are you doing?
I want you to go out through this front door.
Kath!
Down the drive.
Kath!
And walk calmly to the station and then get on the next train home.
Are you crazy?
Do as I say.
But he'll come after me.
Don't worry, I'll make sure he doesn't follow you.
Get out here, you bitch.
But I can't leave you here with him.
Go! And this is the last time you'll ever see me.
Kath!
You don't know me?
Kath!
We've never met.
Ellie!
I said I wouldn't let you down and I meant it. Hurry up!
Oh, Ellie!
Go, Catherine! For the sake of your child, go! You're free! Do come in. I've been expecting you.
You what?
I've been waiting to meet you for some time now.
You're trying to be funny?
I see you've come armed. That's really no way for a guest to behave.
I want Kath. Tell the bitch to get here, now.
If you mean Catherine, that's really not a nice way to talk about her.
Now listen here, you. Just get her here, or you'll have some of this and all.
But I don't really think you should see her again.
Save yourself. She ain't worth protecting. I could crush you with one hand.
Not all women can be intimidated.
So... You think you can take me on, do you? Some posh cow in a posh house? What do you know about anything?
Oranges. I know about your kind.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Men like you. You're inadequate. Do you hear me? Inadequate.
I'm going to make you very sorry you said that.
That's right, big man. Flex your muscles.
Bitch!
Oh. Oh. No good, does it? Hitting a defenseless woman makes you feel powerful.
Bastard!
All bullies are cowards, and I know that too.
I'm gonna teach you a lesson.
I'm not afraid of you. Not anymore.
I'm gonna kill you!
You're not gonna hurt Mom ever again. I should have dealt with you a long time ago.
Here comes the chopper to chop off your head.
Ah! I came as quick as I could. My wife's in there. Ellie, where is she?
Bad news, I'm afraid. A man broke in and attacked her.
My God.
It's okay, sir. She's injured but safe. The paramedics are with her at the moment.
Did you catch him?
No need, sir. From the look of your kitchen, it was a pretty fierce fight. Your wife, she managed to stab the assailant in the neck with a kitchen knife. He's well and truly dead.
Oh, God. Will she be charged with anything?
Well, looks like self-defence to me. It appears to be an unprovoked attack, and the man did have a record of violence against women.
I want to see Ellie.
The paramedics are bringing her through.
Ellie, are you all right?
Where are the kids? I was supposed to pick them up from school.
Oh, don't worry, it's taken care of. Ellie, who on earth could do this to you?
I've never seen him before in my life.
We'll get you help, the best counselling possible.
No. Let it rest, Martin. I'm going to accept what's happened. I don't want to fight it. Just let it rest. I'm writing to remember.
Exhausted and pursued, Lilia and Dinka approached the Golden Sanctuary, where the women of the Xanafef came out to meet them and collectively defeated Black Maragon. As the women provided food and warmth for them, Lilia realized that each of the women had also undertaken a perilous journey to reach this place. And now it was Lilia's turn to bring hope and protection to others. I'm writing to
forget. Hush now, baby. Do not peep on foolish play that adults keep. Broken bones will make no sound if your mother creeps around. Time for school. Now mum's the word. Do not scream or you'll be heard. See his shadow through the door. It will haunt you evermore. I'm writing to remember. I'm writing to forget.
In Oranges and Lemons by Rachel Cochrane, Ellie was played by Helen Morris, Joe by Sue Nicholson, Martin and ex-husband by John Woods, Ellie's mother by Robin Piette, young Ellie by Rosemarie Sabine Lilburn, the counsellor by Sue Hedworth, and Ellie's father and the policeman by Andrew Palmer. It was directed and produced by Rachel Cochrane, with recording by David Ainsley, editing and mixing by Richard Davidson at Core Music, Hexham.